Welcome to KHC Podcasts. We are here to provide you with relevant information to help you manage your own health.
Welcome to the introduction in relation to our delivery of services for people with, or people who are interested in improving their mental health. Now, the first thing I want to say is that mental health is a big difference from that and mental illness. And mental illness is what you wrestle with inside your head about whether or not what you do or what you think is normal. And the other problem that people will have is that they try to arrange their thoughts by using their thoughts, which is not necessarily going to work. Mental health, on the other hand, is the opportunity to know what levers to pull, what things to do, what activities to engage with, what you can do more of, what you should do less of, in order to then live in a head that has thoughts that are easier to carry around. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to suggest that in order to get access to services here in Kerry Health Centre, it's necessary to understand probably what it is that we're doing here in an attempt in order to get you to help yourself, in order to improve your circumstances, so the thoughts that you have in your head are nowhere near as troublesome or as difficult or as heavy a burden in your head as they would ordinarily be if you're left to your own devices. So something really, I suppose, needs to change, and we're in the business of trying to help you to do that. So what model would we use? We talked about how do we understand what it is that's happening when these things are happening inside people's heads, and it is, as we become increasingly aware, all too common for people to have disturbing thoughts and issues and unresolved things and conflict and self-criticism in their lives. So traditionally over the years, what was the belief was that something was happening in your brain which was unusual and was causing then problems to have to be dealt with. And that model has shifted a great deal insofar that what it is that's happening in your brain is really just evidence of what it is that has happened to you in the world, insofar that you have traversed in your youth and in your childhood experiences that leave a mark on your subconscious, as you were, how you feel. And then your brain keeps going back to those unresolved things and tells a story that covers them over, so that negative events leave negative feelings, and as a direct consequence, years later, you're still wrestling with the negative thought that arises as a consequence of those feelings. So that's the model that we would use in understanding why it is that some people have to spend some time sorting out why it is that they have rather uncomfortable accompanying thoughts in their heads. So our approach then is to try and give people the skills, them to understand the skills that's necessary in order to make change in their lives, so that the ultimate consequence of that is that they are having thoughts in their head which are a whole lot easier to carry around. So achieving distance on this is difficult. As I said earlier, you know, it's very difficult to change a thought with a thought. That's just creates the ding-dong in your head of, well, should I do that? Should I not do that? Am I a good person? Am I not a good person? And for every thought you can achieve in your head about why it is that you're a perfectly reasonable person, then the contrary position to that is that, well, then if you can think of that, you can also think of a thought why you're not a perfectly reasonable person. So these are thoughts that goes on in your head whilst your brain is thinking. And we talk about this as embodied thoughts, that the thoughts that are appearing in your head are occurring inside a brain which is inside a body, and that body has memories from the past, what's called sort of muscle memory of how it is that it generates the feelings from the past, and how you become sort of welded into particularly negative thoughts that you accept as an explanation why it is that you feel or do what it is that you're doing. Our model, which is to understand things as consequences in your life, could be described as a trauma-informed model. And there's a lot of talk about having traumas and that you identify traumas in your past. And The difficulty about that approach, of course, is that whatever it is a trauma for you, was actually just normal for you. So you may not see these things as traumas. You may not see that what it is that's happened in your life is that different, because you really don't have anything else to compare it to. So the trauma model is to turn around and suggest that if you accept that adverse sets of circumstances, they talk about adverse childhood experiences, if you talk about these experiences having left a mark, then that mark is in how you feel at a level that is essentially normal for you. And the only reason why you get the opportunity to then notice it is because that feeling is then translated into a self-criticism or some lack of appreciation of the efforts that you've made in order to overcome things, and that you get focused on the negative things. So we're hoping that this is a progressive model in relation to how people engage with their services. We're hoping that you'll find this extremely interesting and very informative. We're looking forward to seeing how individuals do with the materials that we present. So now that there's been a huge awareness and expansion of mental health skills and necessity in order to teach mental health skills, then this is why we've resorted to using this methodology of producing some podcasts that help people introduce themselves to the sorts of skills that are out there, to understand all the differences of approach that you can use. Like, for instance, it can be very confusing whenever you start off on this journey to learn that there are 600 or 700 different psychological therapies, right? The most commonly known ones of those are cognitive behavioral therapy. But there's other competing programs of care which revolve around things like mindfulness, or there's even acceptance commitment therapy, rational emotive behavioral therapy. As I say, there's a lot of labels out there which are extremely difficult in order to try and negotiate, because when you're trying to approach this, the first thing that you'll find out is that it's easy to confuse yourself, and it's easy to think that because there are so many conflicting, or what appear to be conflicting voices, that it's hard to steer your way through this. Now, my impression is that if you can understand the basic model, which is that life has happened to you in the past, leaves its scar, right? And that this scar keeps recurring in the form of feelings and thoughts, then I would suspect that in those circumstances you've probably dealt with over 90% of the psychological therapies that are available for you to engage with. So this is the one that we're using. Life has left its mark, and that mark is on your feelings, and you're converting your feelings into thoughts, and that's what we need to change. And we'll do that through our program called the Life Train Program, which was devised between sort of a sense of myself and a man called Alan Kennedy, who was a psychological therapist in Grantia. And we have developed this, and we've tested this against a little bit of research we did in the health centre to see how this would fit within the busy schedules of general practice, and it seems to work very well. So that's what we're trying to roll out to you. First thing is the Life Train Programme, which will be delivered hopefully by podcasts and also by written materials. It gives you the opportunity, first of all, to bring up to speed your understanding of why it is that this might be happening to you, which of course will then compete with your idea that somehow or another that the reason why this is happening to you is because of some weakness, vulnerability or silliness. None of that needs to apply. The reason why this is happening to you is because life has happened and we need to do something about it. So what we're planning to do about it is, first of all, give you an introduction to get you welcome into the seat whereby you'll undertake the activities of the Life Train program. Think about it and get some support from our written materials and hopefully from our podcast. This is our first podcast, so you can see certainly I am very apprehensive about it and not very confident myself while I'm doing this, but I am confident within the services themselves. And if we can get you directly involved in learning about this, then I think that you will have an excellent outcome in relationship to understanding how it is that you can go about making some sort of change and put you back in the driving seat of your own life. So we're hoping that you'll engage with there's four parts currently at the Life Train program. We're hoping that you will be supported as you go through those. We're hoping that you find this introduction at least helpful, that you're on the right path, and that we hope that by engagement with you and maybe even getting your feedback about the sorts of services and support that you need, that we can make specific podcasts, even including those people who have first-hand experience of having dealt with this themselves. I find that quite useful. One of the problems we have in primary care is making sure that confidentiality is maintained. But in actual fact, some people that have gone through this program have felt so much benefited by it that they feel that they would really like to give other people the benefit of their wisdom when their efforts have been met with a quite considerable sorts of success and personal achievement. So we're hoping that success breeds success, that as you feel better about this, and you may be able to share the opportunities that you have with others to develop an opportunity to share information or experiences as we go along in the form of suggestions for podcasts or for shared experiences or things that we might find helpful as we go along. So a whole team of people working in order to solve a problem is a whole lot better than the feeling of isolation, and hopefully this podcast helps in some regard in order to reduce that sense of isolation and that you feel welcome participating in the mental health program that we have here in Career Health Centre. So again, to the next time then. Thank you.